morning, guys. It's Rashard here, one half of the Competent Conversations podcast. And today I just want to share a quick tip with you that may help you with getting the most out of your day. So right now I'm actually on my way to Dunkin' Donuts to get a coffee because I woke up, my alarm went off at 5, but I didn't get up till 6. And that's where I want to start. So when my sleep-wake patterns are on point, I get the most out of my day. Like when I'm in that flow, when I'm in that rhythm, and I have time on my side, so to speak, where I'm making sure that I'm waking up in enough time where I can do daily rituals. For me, I like to have a cup of coffee, and it depends what diet I'm on, whether I'm gonna put sugar in it or not, or what type of coffee I'm gonna have. A lot of the time, like even yesterday, I'll drink it straight, just black with some almond milk in it, some vanilla almond milk, to give me some type of flavor with it. But anyway, I'll drink a cup of coffee. I like to read a book, whatever book I'm reading at the moment, to get my mental juices flowing. Then from there, I'll do some writing, because that's always been, over the past decade, I've been writing to clear my mind, to make sense of my thoughts, to put it out on paper. It's always been a form of therapy to me. Then from there, I can start really locking in on what the goal is for today, whether that's writing towards my book, whether that's editing different workshops that I'm doing in my life coaching program. The list goes on. But I want to be able to do my rituals first so that I can have a productive day, because I learned over time that's how I work best. And when I wake up late, that always messes me up. For like several months, I was waking up at 4 a.m. The fact that I'm waking up at 6, it's late. And lately, I've been waking up like 7, 8, sometimes even 9, and it's been horrible. And I want to say it's probably because, you know, working for myself, there's a little bit more leeway where, you know, if you had a job, you have to be here a certain time every single day. So if you want to get some extra stuff done, you need to wake up at the same time every morning to have that little bit of extra time to yourself. But it also depends on what time you go to sleep. You know, you can't go to sleep early and then expect to wake up, you know, first thing in the morning. I mean, you can, but your morning may not even be productive if you don't have that much energy. Another thing is your diet. I just spoke about putting sugar in your diet. Listen, when I am putting sugar in my body, I definitely feel more tired throughout the day. When I don't put sugar in my body, or if it's, you know, if it is sugar, it's like natural sugar from a fruit or something like that, I feel way better. And I'm just able to be more energetic throughout the day and do what I have to do. Like, so I would suggest that, you know, if somebody wants to try to have more energy throughout their day or see how their body responds to decreasing the sugar, you're going to have, maybe the first day may feel a little different, but after that, you're going to be good no matter what's on your list for the day. If you take naps, you probably won't have to, you know, stuff like that. So I just wanted to share that, guys. The small rituals that we do every single day, they really help to impact the way that your day is going to unfold. And we have a circadian rhythm, meaning our body is aligned with nature. If I'm getting up late, my rhythm is already off because I've missed the peak of where my energy is. It's usually good to get up with the sun or right before the sun. Like right now in Florida, the sun hasn't risen yet, and I rose out the bed at 6, but you know, usually more comfortable is like 4 or 5. I like to get up because it's like so peaceful too. Nothing's going on. Businesses aren't running. There aren't expectations and demands on you just yet. You can have that peaceful time to just be quiet. You can let your mind be quiet, because that's a huge thing as well. If you like to meditate, I would meditate during that time. I've done that several times. That's a ritual I forgot to mention. But you want to keep your mind quiet, because then you're going to get also more out of your day, because you're not all over the place. You're calm, you're focused, you're concise, you're step by step as to what needs to get done. You're not overthinking, you're not allowing yourself to be overwhelmed by what's on your plate. It's just a different, it's waking up different capabilities of the mind. So And again, I know, you know, some people may be listening and say, hey, well, I have kids and, you know, well, you may be fine at four, but I, you know, by 4 a.m., my son or daughter is up. You have to find out what schedule is best for you. Again, this is just what's best for me. So you got to find that time to have some quiet time. I would keep an early wake schedule, early sleep schedule, and find out what rituals help you to get the most out of your day. What do you need to do to get your day started, to get your juices flowing, and for you to be the most locked in? So that's all I wanted to share with you guys for today. Thank you for listening. This is the Competent Conversations Podcast. My name is Rashard Neal. You can find me on Instagram at Rashard, R-E-S-H-A-R-D dot Neal. You can find me at Rashard Neal on Facebook, Snapchat, Rashard.Neal. You can find me on my website, RashardNeal.com. And if you haven't yet, check out some Novi Apparel. Novi Apparel is one of my newest, well, it is my newest clothing line. And, you know, I'm trying to always put new designs up there. So that link is in my bio. Whether you go on my Instagram or if you go on the website, you can scroll down, you'll see Novi Apparel. So check it out. Hope you guys like it. I'm not sure when you guys will hear this, but Valentine's Day is coming up soon. So happy Valentine's Day to those who are out there, whether you have one or don't have a Valentine. Just share love on that day. So, all right, guys, thanks for listening. Talk to you soon. Bye.